Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning forage and bedding needs for 2022 and into 2023. As we head into the early summer and looking forward to the first cutting of alfalfa across the state, do have some concerns about overall forage supply as well as the supply of bedding as we head into fall. Alfalfa is kind of behind schedule from what we're used to here in the last at least few years. And as a result of that, we're still waiting to see what that first cutting might actually look like. On the bedding side, it looks like the wheat crop is going to be fairly short. And in some areas, there may be actually very little wheat. This is a concern for those that are using straw for bedding, as well as straw to feed the dairy herd. I would encourage you to secure your straw supplies soon rather than later. As we get into wheat harvest, you need to probably be thinking about having a year's worth of inventory at least purchased or spoken for so that you will have adequate bedding as well as feed if you're feeding straw to some of your animals. Recent years, we've turned to straw for many of our heifer diets as well as for dry cow diets as a way to control costs. This year, we may have to look at some alternative forages for those animals as well, as we look at straw prices and consider at what point do we switch to something else. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to consider other choices for rough forages as well as bedding for their dairy herd and animals.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.